Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we're getting a report out on this at Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes or so, but we have the bill here, thomas.loc.gov. It's H.R. 2411, and this is how the income tax started in World War II. They had it on the books in 1913, but they said just for the war we're going to garnish this war tax, and this new thing gives you an elective checkoff box in your W-4 to give more money to the government. And in a way, this is kind of cute because Warren Buffett and all these people that claim they want to pay more taxes, but really they're exempt the way they've had the laws written. Now they can be put on the hot seat going, quit calling for our taxes to be raised. If you want to give more, give more. To provide for an employee election on Form W-4 to have amounts deducted and withheld from wages to use to reduce the public debt, which is impossible to pay off because it's a Ponzi scheme designed by the central banks to totally bankrupt society. But that's happy Independence Day. Yeah, happy Independence Day. Absolutely incredible. We got Larry Pratt joining us with just an absolutely huge story. The attorney general has been accused by the ATF of perjuring himself by the head of the ATF in Congress and in other venues, saying he knew nothing about ordering the ATF to carry out Operation Fast and Furious that now is confirmed to ship 30,000 firearms into Mexico to drug gangs to then track them back here and to crime in Mexico as a pretext to call for total semi-automatic weapons bans. So that's coming up in the next segment. You know, I see these type of reports all the time. Does Michelle Obama know about this? Because she's saying we all need gardens and we need a government tax on salt and fattening things. But then she's always in public eating the most fattening things you can imagine. Who blames her? It tastes good. But it goes on. Does Michelle Obama know about this? Their front yard was torn up after replacing a sewer line. They put really nice little boxes in. In fact, show me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So instead of replacing the dirt with grass, one Oak Park woman put in a vegetable garden, and now the city is seeing green. And there's just some nice little boxes for tomatoes and peppers and things like that. The list goes on. Fresh basil, cabbage, carrots, tomatoes, cucumbers, and more, all filling five large planter boxes that fill the vast family front yard. Well, so you don't really own your land. You pay a property tax on it, which we didn't have for the last 80 years or so, and they tell you what you can do. Julie Bass says, we thought we were minding our own business, doing something not ostentatious and certainly not obnoxious or nothing that is a blight on the neighborhood, so we didn't think people would care very much. Well, don't worry, a tattletale. Tattletale knows what to do. They get money for it. But some cared very much and called the city. The city then sent out a code enforcement. They warned us at first that we had to move the vegetables from the front, that no vegetables were allowed in the front yard. We didn't move them because we didn't think we were doing anything wrong. Even according to city code, we didn't think we were doing anything wrong. Yeah, you can plant whatever plant you want in your front yard. So they ticketed us and charged me with a misdemeanor, Bass said. City code says that all unpaved portions of the site shall be planted with grass or ground cover or shrubbery or other suitable live plant material. Tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers are what Bass sees as suitable. Yeah, they're pretty plants. However, Oak Park Planning and Technology Director Kevin Rogalski says the city disagrees. So this is Michigan where everything's collapsing, but you're not allowed to grow food up there. I've seen them in Tulsa want inspections of your garden to make sure you're not growing anything illegal. So you see, growing something's kind of Al-Qaeda. Prisoners aren't allowed to just grow something without the warden seeing what the prisoners are growing out there. Yes, sir, boss. Need to take a bathroom break, boss. He says, if you look at the dictionary, suitable means common. You can look throughout the city, you'll never find vegetable gardens. So, in a front yard, you don't do that, slave. land of the free.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry Pratt with incredibly important news. Guns of America coming up here in just a moment. Working out some audio issues with his ISDN line. We've also got a guest coming up who was in Quartzsite, Arizona, and she tried to speak at city council in her three-minute communication and criticized the police. The police said, we're not going to allow you to speak, even though she was very polite. The mayor said she's authorized to speak. The police said, shut up to the mayor. We're doing it. And we've got the video's been out for a few days, and it just shows the insanity of what's going on in this country. I just read a report out in Michigan where they're not allowing folks to plant little pretty gardens in their front yard. And even though the code says they can, they say they can't. And Tulsa, Oklahoma is moving to have inspections of all gardens because you might grow something illegal. Prisoners aren't allowed to have a garden even in their backyard. You might grow something bad. The government's gone crazy. The government has gone crazy. And the country is collapsing. Now, we ran this special last week, and we sold out a police state for the rise of FEMA. And I extended it for one more week, but we added into the five films, two films. So there's six films now. It's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death on one DVD, and then The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, very important, Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terror, So that's 5 DVDs, 6 films, $29.95. It will end. I'm running it through the weekend so you can finish up, but it will be gone Monday. Special will be over. I extended it 1 week, but it's over. It's over Sunday because I want to give people a chance to order it. You get Mark Dice's book free on top of it, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. There's big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are both available right there. But this special will be over. I'll have them take it down Monday morning or maybe even Sunday evening. If you want to take advantage of it, and your purchase also supports this broadcast and what we're doing here. So, again, Infowars.com, or you can also call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And as long as your letter is postmarked by Monday, we'll accept those orders as well to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, is joining us. We've been covering this for 2 years. In fact, 6 years ago, Sela Castillo, DEA retired agent, said that the U.S. government was helping ship guns into Mexico to destabilize, and even named names, and went over where the training was happening, and that they tried to hire him for this. Then 2 years ago, he came out and said Obama has accelerated it. They're helping get illegal guns into Mexico to blame it on gun shows. He was on record. ATF then raided him, charged him for selling 2 shotguns at a gun show legally. This was a former sniper in the Army. DEA agent retired. I mean, they sent him to jail for this. So we were on this 2 years ago. Then Obama and Holder start saying, our guns are causing what's happening in Mexico. We got to have the assault weapons ban again. You can only sell one gun at a gun shop. You got to report to us, even though it's not the law. So we knew they were doing this, this operation, blaming the Second Amendment for what's happening in Mexico, when they have a total gun ban down there, and the cartels have got grenade launchers, armored vehicles. Most of their weapons are fully auto. They got fleets of aircraft all over the world, that, you know, the drug dealers do. And so all of this is going on. So it didn't make a lot of sense 6 years ago. Why would they be shipping the guns in? Well, they wanted to blame the Second Amendment, and that's what you get from the ATF. But now we know in the last 2 years, this was directly ordered, according to the ATF, by the Attorney General. When the ATF director got on the hot seat, he now has broken and with the establishment, said, look, I'm not going to hang for this. We were ordered to do this. And, of course, the ATF was. They wouldn't do this on their own. Now, the new report is U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. That's at Infowars.com by Mike Adams from Natural News. And continuing here, and then we're going to our guest, the real expert on this, Larry Pratt, a New York Post. Fast and Furious gets hotter for Holder. Here's another one. Breaking, 43 weapons at Phoenix traffic stop linked to Holder's gun running scandal. Fox Nation, it's also been linked to police officer's death. This is a big deal. And we got Nixon online to Congress and to investigators. We've got Holder, who ran the Oklahoma City cover-up. That came out in emails as deputy attorney general for Miss Reno, sorry. And so Larry Pratt, the president of Gun Owners of America, nonprofit lobbying organization formed in 75 to preserve and defend the Second Amendment. The NRA is a sellout group. They've proven that. They would never talk bad about them until recently because it got so obvious. Good NRA members, but the leadership is basically playing possum. Without gun owners, we would not have a Second Amendment right now. He's a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates. And it's gunowners.org. This is a big deal. We've got him for this segment and the next, joining us from Virginia, outside D.C., there at Gun Owners headquarters. Am I right in saying this could bring down the entire Justice Department, Obama, and once and for all really show who the victim disarmament crowd is?
Alex, when this began, the media was ignoring it. They're still trying their best to ignore it, the Democrat media, I should say, because they're just an adjunct of the Democrat Party that's in power, and they didn't want to embarrass their guys. But it's gotten to the point now, and it's been covered enough by some of the mainstream, like Fox and a little bit by CBS, that we're beginning to hear even some of the politicians talk about these guys need to be put on the stand. Alan West, a new representative from South Florida, called for an independent prosecutor. I think it's probably important that we look at the words that we use. I don't think it can be an independent prosecutor. I believe that would require the cooperation of the criminals themselves in the Justice Department. But there is a way to get at this the way the representative wants to do it. And that's an independent counsel. Put him in the Sergeant of Arms' office. There's money for doing this. Have his own staff and his own office space. And then he's basically in charge of the Capitol Hill Police. That's actually what the Sergeant at Arms, one of his responsibilities. There's, I think, about 10,000 of them. And they can arrest within the District of Columbia for any crime that was committed in the Capitol. Well, perjury would be one of those crimes. And Representative Issa, the head of the Oversight Committee, has been talking, well, he uses his words very carefully, but he said, I don't think Mr. Holder was truthful when he testified. Well, probably the flip side of that is he's a liar. And this thing is getting to the point where the pot might start to boil.
Yeah, because for those that don't know, the head of the ATF said no, he has perjured himself because he knows he's about to get his head politically chopped off. The Mexican government wants to prosecute in Mexico, the ATF people that did this. Remember, 3 months ago, they tried to claim the ATF officers that blew the whistle and did their job, who were honorable, that they were liars. We know the head of the ATF told Congress, hey, I never knew about this. Now we have his emails. Now Holder's saying he didn't know. The head of the ATF saying he did. Well, obviously Holder knew. For 2 years, as you know, we talked about 2 years ago, their strategy is to blame what's happening on Mexico on the Second Amendment, shutting down gun shows, running fake stings with illegals. This is their whole Justice Department program.
Yeah, the ranking minority, Elijah Cummins, on Mr. ICE's committee made a valiant attempt at spinning this by saying, well, this shows that we need more gun control. The ATF needs more power. That's why they had to resort to this particular program, because we haven't given them the tools. I think I've articulated as best anybody could what he was saying, and it doesn't pass the laugh test. I'm sorry. This is hopefully not only a time when we might see some impeachments of the Attorney General and one or two of the Assistant Attorney General, but the dissolution of the agency, but that won't do the job if we don't extirpate the law itself. It's what we have seen is that unconstitutional gun law leads to abuses of power such as we're talking about right now. And we don't get it to go away by transferring the functions to some other department in the FBI or other place in the Justice Department. Not only do we need to get rid of this agent, to get rid of the agency, but the law itself has to be on the block. We shouldn't have been regulating guns in Washington. It, you know, what part of shall not be infringed don't they understand?
Well said. Now, for those that just joined us and don't know the whole history of this, this is a big deal to have Holder being accused by the head of the ATF of perjuring himself, and that being, you know, in major newspapers. I mean, something has to give on this, but the ATF has a history of when they're under political pressure and about to be abolished, they go start a new Waco. They go start a new distraction so that everybody rallies around them.
The beauty of this one is that this one has gotten out of their control, and I agree with you that that would have been their tendency to try to set up a Waco, but now nobody believes them at all, and I think the dynamic may have actually shifted. I didn't think I would ever see something like this. Now, where it's actually going to end up, that's another matter, but, you know, these guys have already violated another law. They fired a whistleblower last week, Vincent Cefalu, who was blowing the whistle about the misdeeds of Fast and Furious, the current code name for this. And that's just amazing that they would do that while all this is going on. If he were not in the public eye, that might be one thing. But the guy's been on television. You can see him at Fox News in the William Lajeunesse archive. It's just extraordinary what they're willing to do. And I think that, we also found out yesterday that the head of the Tampa office for the ATF was running guns into Honduras. Why Honduras? Well, they want to blame us for Honduras, too, because the gangs in Honduras have been starting to work with the Sinaloa cartel out of Mexico. And I guess we want our fingerprints on that one, too. Incredible.
Incredible. We're translating this Mexican TV right now. It's been reported down there that one of the top Los Zetas people that's been captured is saying they purchased firearms directly from the U.S. government, including shoulder-fired U.S. Rockets, and that's what we were told 5-6 years ago.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Coming up, PrisonPlanet.com's got the big top story. Will NATO resurrect Operation Gladio to frame Gaddafi? Libyan leaders threaten to attack Europe to provide NATO with a perfect pretext to launch a full ground invasion. Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, and Kurt Nemo. Big detailed report at prisonplanet.com. Very important to get that out to everyone, with all these White House officials saying Obama needs a terror attack that looked like a strong leader and continue his takeover of society. Going back to Larry Pratt, I mean, Larry, you're calm about this. I'm calm somewhat about it, but I don't think I have words to describe how big a deal this is, that it's actually mainly Rupert Murdoch's outfits reporting on it, but it's confirmed. I mean, I see what the Congress people are saying. It's in some other newspapers.
I just went online during the break, and I found a Mexican source for what you were talking about. This guy by the nickname of El Momito, one of the leaders of the
Los Zetas.
The Zetas, yeah, has been blabbing. I'd seen something yesterday, and it didn't have the information that you pointed out, that the sales were actually, in some cases, being made by the government itself. And that's big stuff. That is a major piece of information that ought to have heads rolling all the way down the line. I mean, it's one thing when an agent who's a good guy is being told to do something that he just knows in his gut isn't right, and it breaks the law and all kinds of procedures he's ever followed as a cop. But when he's involved in making the sale itself, we did know that there was a paid FBI informant that was doing a lot of these sales, and he was, this is like the Keystone Cops to a point, that he was being surveilled by the ATF. And they had no idea that the guy was a flipped drug dealer who was working for the FBI to stay out of jail. Now, that may be the way the guns were getting into Mexico. I haven't read enough of the article to know exactly if he gives details, but yeah, that puts their fingerprints even more closely on.
Mexican TV is reporting that this top founder of Los Zetas basically said what Celia Castillo told us 6 years ago, and then again 2 years ago, and he was a former top DEA agent in Latin America, that the U.S. government, i.e. DEA people, had been hired and were training and giving weapons to Los Zetas, and here it is on Mexican television. So this goes a lot deeper, and we're going to be getting a report on that out, because we're also having some of the Spanish checked first at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours. But, you know, I tell you, Larry, I mean, this could be the thing that would bring them down. The magnitude of the head of the ATF saying Holder's lying.
And what this guy was saying yesterday is something that we also knew about, namely the Border Patrol was in on this. That meeting 2 years ago that set up this particular Fast and Furious program included Border Patrol along with FBI and DEA. And what Momito was saying, that this Zeta was saying, is that there had to be some kind of a deal with the U.S. to get trunk loads of arms across the border. You never hear about trunk loads of arms being popped, and yet if we do find drugs going from time to time. So this is pretty strange that this was being allowed to happen. And, of course, now we know why. The Border Patrol was in on it, too.
Well, this was all done to frame the Second Amendment, and we know for 2 years Holder's been saying, get rid of the Second Amendment, ban the semi-autos, shut down the gun shows, do all of this because of what's happening in Mexico. And they knew full well the cartels were bringing in the guns, fully auto grenade launchers from other governments, other groups, but they needed to have lots of weapons showing up that were from gun shops, so they did it themselves. I mean, is this not a form of stage terror, a false flag, Larry Pratt?
Well, and I think the Mexicans would not only second that motion, but say it was an act of war against our country. And I don't think much of the Mexican government, but hey, this is not exactly the way to deal with anybody. It is monstrous that a policy would be developed with knowledge aforethought that unnamed people were very likely to end up dead. That was the warning of one of the whistleblowers. Are you ready to go to funerals? They knew what was going to happen. Of course they knew. And they just didn't care because they had ulterior policy design. We can't, you know, we don't have the smoking gun on that. We don't have a transcript from the meeting. But there's no other plausible explanation for something this bizarre, something this wicked to be done.
Well, we know that they want our guns. They want to end our culture of liberty and freedom, and they will do anything they can, including staging this false flag attack to get the Second Amendment. It's the M.O. of these people. Larry Pratt, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be with you. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate folks going to gunowners.org and staying posted on it.
Absolutely, my friend.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Quartzsite, Arizona, here in a few minutes. Rob News been working on the story for days and is going to give us a basic boil down before we go to her here in just a moment. Arrested for talking about government corruption at the city council in her three-minute citizens communication. Arrested while the mayor says she's authorized to speak. Do not arrest her. And boy, the stuff they did to her for being involved in a local newspaper. They came and said, we're shutting down your dog grooming place. We're revoking your permit. You know, you've been here for years. I mean, it is scary what government can do. And I have news pouring in. They're banning gardens in people's yards. I mean, the government is out of control. So that's coming up here in just a moment. And then we'll cover a blitzkrieg of war news, staged terror news, fast and furious news, economic news with Bob Chapman next hour and also open the phones up. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Purewaterfreedom.com. There's also links on Infowars.com if you forget the name. Also, Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams of Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It also is high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238. Or visit them on the web at interfood.com. And again, there's also links to the banners up on Infowars.com if you forget the website, enerfood.com. Okay, look, I've explained this. Some towns are good, some towns are bad. Some cities are known for being corrupt, others aren't. There's corruption everywhere. There's bad people who are dentists, that are lawyers, that are cops, that are military. I don't have a fetish of attacking police, but I do know that the federal government is standardizing police training everywhere. They're training them with TSA groping now. They're erasing the Fourth Amendment. I saw a video last night of a guy in Arkansas, Jonesboro, videotaping his neighbor being stopped by police. They put her in handcuffs. She's clean cut. Got her kid's bicycle in the back. Search her car. Let her go. And he goes, "You guys are Nazis. You're searching people out here without warrants." He's in his garage, probably about 50 yards away. They come up, and they say, "We're going to get you for your grass being too long." It's about an inch too long, a little bit over the curb. And they say, "We're going to get you for a racial slur, talking about Nazis." And then they go into his garage, find a gun, and charge him with felon in possession of a gun until he went to court, and he had no criminal record. They knew that. I see videos every day without looking where they beat someone up for no reason and then charge them with assault. That they will beat the pulp out of you. Remember the ambulance driver? They get behind the ambulance driver, that famous footage, and the ambulance is going 60. You see the cop going like 100, and it turns out he didn't even really have a call because you hear all the radio chatter. It's state policeman in Oklahoma, and turned out he had a lot of problems in the past, but his daddy and people are all hooked up in the police department, in the state police, and he pulls over the ambulance, and they've got a woman, turns out, having a heart attack in the back, and the guys get out, white guy and a black guy, and the first guy comes over, the white guy, and looks at him and says, "We got a lady with a heart situation." Well, what? I mean, the guy looks like he's just seen Santa Claus in his living room on Christmas morning. I mean, he doesn't believe it. He's like, "What's going?" The cops go, "Get over there! I told you, get out of my way!" And the driver gets out, a paramedic, black guy, comes over. Big black guy, because you could tell he wanted to tear this guy up. And he says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You didn't get out of my way quick enough." Now, this cop car flies up on the tail, and maybe for 5 seconds, and they even try to get over. And there's no – it's a grass shoulder. So they fly up like maniacs on his hind end. They can't get over. The cop shoots around him, but then waits and pulls him over. It's really crazy. And starts choking the guy. And the ambulance driver's just going, "What are you doing, man? I got a patient." And the cop's like, "Ah!" I start choking him and going, "Don't resist me." And the guy's really smart. He goes, I'm not resisting you. And the state police came out at first and said, "This is good. This is good policy. This is insanity. This is like employees that get out of control and think that they're your boss, or your children thinking you're your boss, or your neighbor thinking you're your boss." We had this crazy neighbor, that's why we moved years ago, who was saying we had an imaginary cat. We didn't have a cat. Okay, and was saying, "You will come clean up the," and she was so crazy and looking at us and doing stuff that I told my wife, "Let's turn the other cheek. Let's start cleaning up the cat poop." I said, "Let's get the house up for sale. Let's get out of here." And it turned out her husband was like an engineer, quasi-retired for the state. They didn't like it that I was against toll roads. They would freak out on me in the yard about that. And so she said, "You're going to clean this up." And my wife said, "We don't have a cat." She goes, "Yes, you do, little." It was like a witch. "Yes, you do, little lady." And I said, turn the other cheek. Get the house up for sale right now. She'll black office with CPS. These people work for the government. I said, let's get out of here. And I said, if she messes with us, we're going to sue her. We will destroy them. But let's just get out of here. We would go and weekly, dig up the cat poop and worship her. And she would stand there going, I can't believe your little cat. And we'd be like, yes, the little cat. Because these are mentally ill government worshipers. They both had worked for the government. He still did. Now, I mean, I would walk outside and they'd see me. He would just shake with hate. Shake with hate. Now, this is what government is. You give them this power. Now, for the rest of the hour, we're going to be getting into this with Jennifer Jones. And I actually have the WorldNet Daily article here. Nazi police kidnap woman at town hall. That's what happened. That's what it is. Official oppression is a form of kidnapping. It's like cops that pull up in front of topless bars when the drunk dancers come out. They say, honey, you're going to service me in the back of the car. That happens all the time. It says, I'm not going to quit until I see them in jail. The small town in Arizona is suddenly a YouTube sensation after a town hall meeting devolved into a physical clash. They always call it a clash. They grabbed her. Was forcibly removed for speaking during a public portion of the event. Jennifer J. Jones, 45, of Quartzsite, Arizona, was taken into custody by local police at the behest of the council members who did not want her to be able to speak over the objections of the mayor, who pleaded with officers not to remove the woman. Now, you've studied this case. I want to give people the news behind the news on what happened here.
Right. This starts off in April of 08, and Alex, it's insane. Basically, Jennifer Jones is a lady who moved to Quartzsite with her husband to start a dog grooming business, or to keep her dog grooming business going. She kind of wanted to go semi-retire and just live life. And so in April of 08, she witnesses a code enforcement officer and a policeman harassing one of her neighbors. And instead of turning the other cheek...
They can't let the ants get together.
Oh, exactly. And so instead of minding her own business and turning her head, she stays and is a witness. And so her neighbor comes up and says, what should I do? And she says, well, you need to work with them now, but you need to, I'll be a witness for you. We'll work on your rights. And so then the code enforcement officer and the policeman turned to her and said, well, what can we get you with? So they start harassing her. She's been called a transient because her business is mobile. She has a RV and a trailer and she moves them around wherever she gets the best rates.
They destroy the economy and then, treat you like a gypsy for if you live in a shack or have a mobile business.
And so she's been up fighting these people, and it's police chief, it's code enforcement, it's the city council, and most of the city council.
It's a mafia.
Yeah, they've essentially set up shop in Quartzsite, and they don't want anybody messing with what they're doing, which is probably, raising the water rates. They just raised those up. They took this public prosecutor who's they've just hired, and this guy is being investigated right now. So they hired him because he's doing exactly what they want, because their original prosecutor wouldn't go after Jennifer Jones. And so this is all built up to a head. She started her own newspaper, the Desert Freedom Press, and she started writing about this stuff. And people started coming to her with their problems. So she's kind of becoming this pro se, quasi pro se attorney.
She's standing up.
Exactly.
And she's walking tall. And the next thing is they come into her business taking photos, tell that story, and then they go back and then revoke her license, stamping.
Right. The code enforcement officer's out there taking photos of her business, and she said, what are you doing? You're trespassing. And she asked them to leave. Well, then the cops show up, and they side with the code enforcement officer and take her to jail for disrupting what it ends up being, disrupting an official business. But at that point also, there was another incident where they wanted to come in and look at her business, and she said, not without a warrant. And they said, no, we don't need a warrant. And they walked right in, and she said, no, I have a business license. I have every right to be here, because they wanted to try to say the property she was on is not zoned for a business, even though it's a swap meet center where they have swap meets every Saturday, Sunday.
Sheriff of Nottingham behavior.
Exactly. So then the code enforcement officer goes into the court records or the county records and actually writes on there, revokes her business license and signs it. And then when she goes back to get it this past July, it was up this July that we're in now. And they said, no, you can't get one.
That's like the story out of Oak Park, Michigan, where they put these little vegetable boxes out in front of the house. It looked very nice. Somebody didn't like it, and it actually says that it can have gardens, but it quotes the court enforcement guy saying, I've decided you can't.
Right. Well, this gets even weirder. And in January of this year, the police chief gets up and he starts reading about crime statistics and stuff like that. And then at the end, he goes, well, I got something I want to bring to your attention. And he talks about what was written in her paper. One of the writers, Annie, mentions her name. And this is right after the shooting, the Gifford shooting. He says, you know, he starts equating what they're saying against, you know, police corruption and official corruption, starts equating them to Jared Loughner, trying to say this is what's going to happen if we don't put a stop to this. So basically, if you speak out against what's going on, you're suddenly Jared Loughner.
Well, that's what they teach cops now.
Who is a minor.
Anybody that talks about freedom wants to kill the cops.
Exactly. And so from there, then you get to the court case where the case at, in city council where she wants to stand up. She's been recognized by the mayor. Who's doing
and something worse, the citizens are now electing good people.
Exactly.
They've elected a mayor. They're taking their town back.
Right. You can't have that because you have this appointed city council. They've all appointed their friends so they can run the mafia. And they don't want her to speak, so they start calling out motions. They start telling the cops to grab her. And so they take her away, but they didn't charge her with anything. So I guess she might be filing kidnapping charges.
She's got to do it with the state police. Let's play a short clip of her being arrested, and then we'll go to Jennifer Jones. There's a whole bunch of these clips shot from different angles. Must be 20 different videos online, but here's one of them right now.
No, I have the floor.
Officer, that woman has the floor. You're violating my rules of order here. Sergeant.
Your rules of order.
Sergeant, I have control of the meeting.
Hit pause. The mayor is saying, I have control of the meeting. It's her turn to speak. Let her speak. And the police are grabbing at the microphone
right with
her as she's trying to talk because, you know, obviously she's with Al-Qaeda. Jared Lee Loughner talking is evil. Let's go ahead and play the rest of it.
No, you may not. You may go to the back of the room, sir. That's my meeting. This is my meeting.
The mayor says, my meeting. And they arrest her. Or detain her. They do it.
Sergeant,
she gets treated for a sprained elbow after this incident.
I'm in charge of this meeting. Will you sit down?
There they are grabbing her.
This lady has the floor. She's exercising her.
That's the police chief right there.
Hey, what about the rest of the audience?
And they deserve a turn without the council warning.
And, of course, these tyrants act like this. If they'd have just left her alone, it wouldn't have got all the attention.
Exactly.
But no, I mean.
The people here tonight is what a
The majority of this council has moved.
There's no motions in front of the council right now.
It paused. Yeah, the rules are once it's in front of the council,
right, you
have to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's her time to speak, but now they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. They're now voting, and of course, she's talking about their corruption.
Right.
And so they don't want this being discussed, and they want to run out of town because she's got this newspaper. Let's continue, and then we'll go to her. Here it is.
This is called to the public. I have been writing model ordinances for the last decade.
You can't make motions during calls to the public. That's not on the agenda.
As staff informed everyone, this is a framework. This tax is not mandated.
All right.
You are in violation of my rules of order, Sergeant.
You're not going to talk about taxes in America. They arrest her right here. Now they grab her. The officer. Everybody always, sir, sir, but they treat us like trash. Here she goes. The mayor's saying, let her speak. The mayor's saying, stop it. That's enough. It goes on, and they take her out. Let's go to Jennifer Jones. Jennifer, what happened once they drug you out of there?
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I just want to say thank you for shining a spotlight on what's happening here, because I truly believe that cockroaches run from the light. what happened was I thought that they were just going to remove me from the meeting. And so I thought they were just going to throw me out the door and shut the door on me. I got outside, and then at no time did they ever tell me I was under arrest. And my understanding is you're either free to go or you're under arrest.
No, they're God.
You know, so I'm waiting for those magic words, you're under arrest, but I never heard them. I heard stop resisting the officer.
They always do that.
And, you know, all of that nonsense. But they took me outside, and my husband and another gentleman were standing right there, and they handcuffed me. they had pulled me out by my arms, especially the one tall Officer Patterson, shoved me outside, and then he twists my arm up behind my back, and he says, "Relax, relax." And I said, "I am relaxed." And he says, "No, relax, relax." But he's twisting my arm a direction it doesn't want to go, and he's already twisted it.
That's all part of the mind game. So after he beats you up, he can charge you with something.
Right. So they handcuffed me, and they walked me around to the woman officer, Garcia, walks me around to the back of the building, and then she writes me a ticket for disorderly conduct, which I thought was really strange. Because first I didn't know if I was, now that they've handcuffed me, but they still never said I was under arrest. She said, will you sign the ticket? And last time they tried to pull this, they invented some crazy misdemeanor that I didn't even know what it meant. So I refused to sign the ticket until they told me who made the complaint and what it meant, and I went to jail for that, too. But this time I'm like, well, if I don't sign this ticket and they take me to jail, I may not get medical attention in jail. So I'm like, yeah, I'll sign the ticket. You know, it's on videotape, multiple videotapes. I even asked her, is your badge cam on? And she said yes, and I said, good, I can't wait to get that video. So they released me to the ambulance service that took me to the county hospital. I knew it wasn't broken, but I felt like something had torn in my elbow, maybe a tendon or a ligament or something.
You've been taught a lesson, yeah.
And I'm sorry, what?
You're evil. Please continue.
Yes, I'm horribly evil. The people that have been trying to take back our little desert community have been called by the council anarchists, seditionists, mob,
they called George Washington that too. Stay right there.
I'm in good company.
Yes, Jennifer Jones is our guest. We'll be right back with her and also Rob Dew, reporter and camera guy here at Infowars.com. And we'll be right back on the other side. We'll have her for two more segments and an 8 after next hour. Bob Chapman and a huge news blitz on so many key fronts. They got money to arrest her, but they don't have money to keep the space shuttle flying.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
always happens the same. As societies degenerate, people make excuses for the corruption. But humans act the same way we've acted for tens of thousands of years. And there's no doubt, there's nothing more dangerous than these entitled bureaucrats who think they own and run everything. And I'm seeing videos all the time where city council people are beating each other up, and police are arresting mayors when they're criticizing. Remember that video? And they beat the mayor up. Where government is just going nuts. And as the economy implodes, it's only going to get crazier. Talking to Jennifer Jones from Quartzsite, Arizona, and the story the last 4 or 5 days that's been one of the biggest on the internet. Describe the town. Describe what's going on. Describe the different power structures and why they were, why they didn't want you to speak. What were they so scared of?
Well, our new budget is being proposed right now, and we had a work session on it a couple of days earlier. Of course, they try and plan a lot of these special meetings and work sessions early in the day when people are at work so they can't attend. I'm self-employed, and I can be there. And the mayor had only gotten the budget packet the night before, and he had done a horrible thing and shared it with some of us in the community so that we could see what was being proposed. So several of us showed up to the budget proposal, and some things started to look a little interesting to us. And I was trying to figure out how they had balanced the budget when we had borrowed a couple of million dollars from the State Highway User Revenue Fund just to balance the budget the year before. Of course, they keep those state highway funds commingled with our general fund, shifted money from that commingled fund to pay for water and sewer, then have no repayment plan to pay it back. And they go, but it's not illegal what we're doing. It's just creative math. And I had noticed that they had put this proposed privilege tax into this evening's session, that they were going, it appeared very clearly that they were going to pass a 2.5% tax and expand the types of categories of businesses that will be included in Arizona's privilege tax. Right now it's only motels, campgrounds, certain activities, very specific activities. So basically every business in the town almost would have had a 2.5% tax increase, even businesses that are not subject to sales tax.
And you thought as a citizen and taxpayer you would talk?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think you're in America, lady? Are you crazy?
No,
you don't get to talk about them bloating the government and taxing you and feeding on you and getting raises.
What happened, Alex, that night wasn't an accident. What happened that night, people have to understand, this was very well planned out. 2 days before this meeting, the police chief and his sergeant and the building official slash assistant town manager had hooked up cameras in the meeting room for the first time in years and gotten the cameras going, and they thought on the instant replay they might catch some of us anarchists and seditionists, you know, speaking out of turn or something in the audience. Maybe they were going to go back and write us tickets and beat us down some more. But sometimes, you know, instant replay means the other team gets the ball, and in this case, they got caught breaking the law, and they got caught being out of control. But they were under an obligation to put this police chief on administrative leave. 80% of his police force went to ASCOPS, their state union, filed criminal and ethical misconduct charges on him about a month ago. Their own procedure manual said that if an officer is under investigation for criminal conduct, if there's an allegation made, he's supposed to be placed on paid administrative leave while an outside law enforcement agency investigates the complaint. Instead of putting the police chief on leave, the mayor called a meeting to do it, and they wouldn't show up to the meeting. So then at the regular
meeting... So World Net Daily is right when they talk about kidnapping and mutiny. I mean, this is just... Even 80% of the cops are saying he's got to go. And it's like, no. And the mayor says, be quiet, let her talk. And he says, no. Well, why not just make the police chief God? I mean, not just king. Why don't we make him king of Quartzsite?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. A woman named Violet Kiss, who's a supporter of the small group...
Tell you what, stay there back in 1 minute. I want to hear about our new king.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.